Hi, guys.
Hello. Welcome to
Too Niche.
It's the show where we get together and we haul our favorite trends. Mm-hmm. It's that simple.
It is very simple. And today we're simplifying even further because we are hauling kind of an idea and the things that go into that idea.
Yes. So we are hauling soft. So this idea came specifically from our trend haul predictions episode where we covered New York Times 13 predictions for 2023, and there was a lot of soft talk.
There was soft talk, there was peasant core, but one of the biggest takeaways for us, and I think something that's resonated with us, is the idea of a soft life and like cozy life and being cozy. And I think they're all related. In the research done about like the origins of the soft life movement, so to speak, it is actually different from being cozy. But I think here on Too Niche, we're going to find the Venn diagram where that ideology overlaps with American consumerism coziness.
Absolutely. And if there's anything we can do is really combine the two.
Mm-hmm.
So for those who maybe are fresh to the concept of soft life, it originated from the Nigerian influencer community. And the idea of creating a soft life, it's all about setting boundaries, prioritizing yourself, making decisions that leave you in a stress-free state of mind. It's essentially like an anti-hustle culture ideology. But then there's like so much more to it. And it's really, I think, tapping into like the feminine is a big part of it. It's also a lot of it is like free activities. So it's getting in touch with nature, playing in the garden, visiting a beach, going to a park. Really just like the simpler, nicer moments in life that hustle culture sort of wiped away. We're getting back to a more grounded, intuitive way of being.
Yeah, it's basically like tap out of stressful things and tap out of like societal norms and expectations and just like tap into like free, easy living.
Do you feel like you live a soft life?
I think I try to more. For me, I find that like I really stepped into soft life in like Q4, but that was more from a consumerist standpoint where I decided I'm going to buy a king size bed. I'm going to buy like the biggest flat screen I can really like handle in my room. And I'm going to just take to the bed, but not in a depression way, in like a very conscious, like this feels really soothing to me way.
I'm happy you clarified that.
Yeah. And so that was my like first foray into soft life. But now after kind of getting my like need to spend out of the way and also being in a place of like reevaluating my spend and realizing that my spend habits do actually keep me out of living a truly soft life, now I feel like I'm getting more into the ideology behind. I'm really into the idea that like creative work and collaborations, and for me, I guess that's also my work, but like any sort of thing in that realm should feel fun and easy. And if it's not feeling that way, then like how can I pivot and get back to that initial feeling of like fun, easy, flow? And I think for a long time, I've really struggled with this idea that like one must push hard and strive and hustle and like always be growing and like growth mindset, scaling, like And that just doesn't resonate with me anymore. And that also is like very stressful and makes me like unhappy. And then in my chosen profession, if I am unhappy and my energy and vibes are bad, that will come across in my work because I have to like talk for a living essentially. So I'm realizing it's all connected. And then even with like writing projects and stuff, like writing to me has always been like the ultimate struggle mindset, where it's like very tortured artist vibes, very much like hating dealing with any sort of first draft or having no bandwidth for like just whatever I'm working on being in a nascent stage or being really bad at first. And I'm realizing that that's like soft life, I think, also involves treating yourself like a baby and talking to yourself like you're a little baby and being like precious to yourself about stuff. And then allowing like things that you work on to also be your baby, where you're treating it like softly and having that like nurturing feminine energy around it. So now I'm like out of like American pig consumer mode and I'm into like soft life Nigerian influencer mode, and I couldn't be happier to be here.
That's beautiful.
Thank you.
I agree. I think that especially mid-aughts when I got into work life, it was the era of the hustle culture and the tech startup, and then came the girl boss, and it was all just like push, 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 hard, 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 scale, maximize, burnout. I in my life have suffered massive burnout before, and it took me a long time to heal from that, and that was slowing everything down. So I find myself having to check myself a lot and just to dial it back and sort of get to a place of coming into my work, coming into my profession with that softer energy. The soft life tactic that has helped me the most, and we're in process right now of, we're on week three of the Artist's Way. Lara and I are in a group where we're doing Julia Cameron's epic creative recovery book from 1994 that still reigns so true in this moment in time. The morning pages, which is sitting down and writing 3 pages freehand every morning, is so helpful to me in grounding me into my feminine and just like a more gentle way of being, because I'm checking in with myself first every morning before anything else. And that sort of sets the tone for the day and also just clears out the junk that built up in my brain over the night. It's almost like collecting the leaves that fell on the pool and just kind of like clearing those away.
Mm-hmm.
And then the artist dates, which is a weekly date where you do something that's just gonna delight your inner artist. So that could truly be anything. And even when I'm not in process with the Artist's Way, just being like naming something that I'm doing that week as my artist date for the week, it's just kind of this wonderful practice of remaining inspired and taking some time out for yourself and being intentional about it and having fun.
Mm-hmm. I think that engaging with your own intuition is very like soft life, in the sense that you can do that through morning pages, or if you do like other forms of checking in with yourself. I don't know, like meditation probably taps into that. But like the morning pages are so helpful to me because it's like my personality type is very avoidant. I'd rather just like run in the opposite direction or just like disengage with something completely than have to like face it sometimes, or I let like fear around things build up and let things become like bigger than myself. To be able to check in and like journal out just like what's going on, what are my thoughts, like what does this go back to, what is this reminding me of, like how do I fix it, it kind of takes you on a journey of realizing that you have all the answers within yourself, and like you can guide yourself and give yourself what you need and you're not as like helpless or things aren't as overwhelming as they might seem when you're not like in that active process of like checking in with yourself via journaling or morning pages or whatever. So I think that is like a tenet of soft life vibes for sure.
Definitely. And also too, I think one little tip I would share in terms of, listen, we all have responsibilities and jobs that ask things of us that can feel really overwhelming, especially in the morning. And one of the things that I do to sort of like counteract that like hustle culture sensibility that might like pop through during my morning pages is I have a separate notebook next to me that I use as to jot down like any strong thoughts or to-dos that come out. So you really don't want to look at your morning pages. They're really meant to just write and then never to be dealt with again, which I think is a great way. But like sometimes I'll be like, oh shoot, I don't want to forget that I had that idea, or I wanted to email that person, or you know, the to-do list that might arise from checking in with yourself. So I keep a separate larger notebook with me, and I sort of make my to-do list as I'm doing the morning pages. And as I say that out loud, it sounds very hustle culture-y, but that is sort of how I am able to
center yourself.
Exactly. And acknowledge the things that need to be done, but also nurture my emotions and my headspace and, you know, showing up for myself first at the start of the day so that I then can like show up for everything else in a way that I feel like I have a handle on it.
I mean, I have like three separate notebooks on my desk, one that's for morning pages, one that's a legal pad for any sort of like random ideas, like to-do list things or keeping track of like phone calls and shit. And then I have like a full-blown productivity planner that actually like encourages like mapping out to-do lists, or just in the sense like where I don't let things lag behind and I get things done. I think even when you try to disengage from hustle culture, it's like nearly impossible, or the mindset around it. For me also, like deprogramming that mindset of like, if one thing slides, everything's gonna slide, and it's just suddenly gonna be like a backslide into like becoming broke and like unhoused and being like, my life is in shambles. Like, I think you have to be like actively back to treating yourself and going baby mode, being like, that's not gonna happen. Like, it's all gonna be okay. Like, things are good. And like, remind yourself that things are okay. And not in a delusional way. Like, obviously, if you're like, life is in shambles, things are not okay. But they can still, you can still go baby mode and say they're going to be okay.
Going baby mode is my new favorite ideology.
Mm-hmm. I highly recommend going baby mode. For me, going baby mode means getting in cozy pajamas, like a matching set probably.
Okay.
With like a long sleeve, a long pant, but light, breathable fabric.
What's this brand that is your fave right now?
I got really obsessed and turned on to this LA-based brand called Ondine that makes like, they have just a little studio on 3rd Street and they make all their pajamas and sleepwear and loungewear in-house. And it's not cheap, but they do run sales a lot. So I was able to pick up like three different sets on sale either through their store or like on Saks Fifth Avenue or whatever, like, because I can't reconcile with like buying like a $400 pair of pajamas. Like, it's just not yet. It's definitely on my to-do list. It's on my hustle list, but it's not on my baby list. So I got like a few good pairs on sale and I try and like rotate those out, and it feels nice to like get dressed to then not go anywhere except into my bed, where then I turn on a TV and watch like a decidedly unsoft show. But that nurtures, like, that's me going baby mode.
That sounds beautiful.
Yeah, it's nice. And then to have like a soft dog in the mix.
Essential.
Yeah.
So one of the things that I recently got into nice socks.
Ooh, tell me more.
Okay, so I traditionally, for me, my socks are never matching. It's just a personality aspect that I own up to. They're just a drawer of socks, unless they're my Pilates socks, because I Amazon bulk ordered them and they're
the grippy socks,
all the same. And, you know, I needed to do that for just the sake of making it to my class on time. So grippy socks are fine, but they're not cozy. But there is this brand that I discovered through a friend that we found at this store. Have you been to on Virgil, right by Courage Bagels? There's this cute little shop and it's called The Crowd Went Wild.
No.
And it's this delightful little gift shop, flower shop. Very, you can definitely find something for the soft boy, soft girl in your life there. So they have these socks and the brand is called Le Bon Shop Cloud Socks. These are the best socks.
Are they just like cozy socks or are they wearing day-to-day kind of socks?
You can wear them or you can cozy in them. Okay. They're interchangeable. They run about $16 a pair, but these are
I need
socks.
To take a look at them.
Yeah, take a look. It's LEBON shop.com and the shop is SHOPPE, but of course.
Ooh, these speak to me. I'm liking these socks.
Yeah.
They fit okay. What if you have big feet? They're saying one size fits all, but sometimes I find...
I don't know. I think you just have to try it and see.
Okay. They do look like they're serving the cozy factor that I need in a sock, but also a sporty factor that I yearn for.
Exactly. They're really hitting all ends and all needs, and they're a plus.
Okay. I'm going to check these out. Made in South Korea. I love that. I think that high key Asian companies do really good socks. Because I was going to recommend a Japanese brand of socks called Anonymousism that are like, I think they're 100% cotton and they come in all different kinds of colors and different yarns and stuff. And they're also cozy, but then you could also wear them with like jeans and a sneaker and they would look cute.
Oh, great.
Yeah. But I love those.
I'm those truly socks. New to the sock world. I've just come online to the idea of like, oh, your socks could match and they could actually add to the comfort of your day.
I know. And it's hard out there to find a good sock.
Yeah, but I think I've found it.
Okay. I'm going to check those out.
Great.
What are other soft life / cozy life essentials?
I think, well, you mentioned your bed and like that investment and how that was just an instant upgrade for your existence.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the duvet cover is a big, 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 big deal. So I have I interchange between two different ones.
Two different duvets or duvet covers?
Duvet covers.
Okay.
For a linen option, my favorite brand is Moro Soft Goods. They're based here in Los Angeles. And here's why I love them the most is because they have a zipper that fastens it versus buttons or like ties, which mm-hmm. I don't like the buttons, especially if you have, I don't know
buttons
about.
Buttons
fall off. I don't know about Tony, but Midas.
Wants to
eat the buttons. It's just like a whole thing with the buttons. They're annoying to put it back every time. Like you do the laundry, put it on the buttons. It's a whole thing. So like a zipper and especially a zipper that holds up.
That's major.
It's major.
I just envisioned like what that zipper looks like. And I was like, I need this.
It's Does a it breeze.
Have the ties inside mm-hmm. to hold the corners?
Yep.
Okay.
So, and I looked high and low for a great linen option with a zipper. And this is what I came back with. And I am not disappointed.
That's great to know because I obviously had to upgrade all my linens when I upgraded my mattress size. And I went with my like trusted linen company because I had like I think a West Elm linen comforter, but it had the buttons and the buttons fell off, and so I was like, I don't want to do that again. But then this one I didn't realize until I like took it out and put it on the bed, has ties, which don't bug me that much, but it doesn't have the corner ties.
Oh.
So I'm truly like unmoored.
You can't be selective with the ties. If anything, you're going to have outward, they need to have inward.
Yeah. Anything could happen to that comforter since it's not secured. It could slip inside all over the place. No, it's a horror story. Yeah. So that's hard.
That is hard. I'm so sorry.
It's okay. I will eventually get over it. But I've entered some duvet. I have some duvet problems. I won't lie.
Really?
I'm a night sweater. So that makes baby mode hard because I'll go full body, head to toe, like leaving a mark, like leaving a wet outline of my body in the sheets kind of sweat.
Yeah, that's the opposite of baby mode.
Yeah, it's not every night, but it's definitely getting to be more as I like age, and I can't tell if it's like hormonal. I think it definitely happens around my period.
Okay.
Like right before and then on my period is like a assured puddle. But I'm also like, have I just been sleeping with like too hot of a comforter? That could also be.
Could be.
Because I had all my hormones tested recently in my latest physical, and I told my doctor, I was like, I'm like perimenopausal, like I'm night sweating like crazy. You've got to test me. Like things are all over the map. And then she texted me and she was like, you're nowhere near menopause. Like your hormones are fine. So I was like, okay, well then the comforter, the duvet is the last resort. Yeah.
Okay. What duvet do you have? Or what comforter do you use?
I just got an Amazon, like a down comforter from
Amazon.
Those
are heavy.
I know, but it said it was all season.
Okay.
But I need the heaviness and I need a crunch.
Yeah.
And I need to feel like a heavy weight. I like to sleep on my side with a heavy weight over my shoulder pulled up to my neck.
Okay. I have something for you in a moment.
Okay.
But first I want to the duvet comforter.
Mm-hmm.
I think that I have the Bloomingdale's brand comforters and it is knocks my socks off. It's so good.
Is it thick and fluffy?
It's light and fluffy. And I think they have three different weights that you can get based on what type of sleeper you are. I unearthed there's a whole world of Bloomingdale's bedding that I had no idea was a thing until wow. I was clued in on it by a friend of mine who's an interior decorator. And I will never go back.
But we're talking like expensive duvets.
It's
now.
An investment. But at Bloomingdale's, I feel like they're always on sale. Always. Okay. And I'm a price per wear type of person mm-hmm. when it comes to anything I'm investing in. So if it's something that I'm using every night, I think the ROI will exist. And so it might just be, I know this is very anti-soft life, but it might need to just invest in what's right for you and your body temp.
I know. It's like my dream comforter is like very heavy and crunchy, but mm-hmm. also light and fluffy and
light
breathable.
As a feather.
So it's like I need it to hit both of those things. And I feel like that's an impossible.
It's a tall order.
It's a
but
really
I believe
tall
in
order.
You.
Yeah.
For sure. So the other duvet cover that I recently got was from Parachute, and it actually blows the Moro linen one out of the water. I hate to say.
Wow.
It's this. I'll show you a picture. It's this cloud cotton.
Oh.
That I was intrigued by it because I have the robe version that I got in like a.
Their robes are good.
Okay, this material.
Yeah, that's the material
I
crave. That's baby mode.
This is full baby mode. Never going back. Never leaving the womb. Like this is
okay.
What is it?
Let me tell you something crazy. So, when I was in Japan, it's staying in Ryokans. They really encourage baby mode in those types of hotel environments. But I stayed at Hoshinoya in Tokyo for a couple nights. And a lot of times when you stay at a ryokan, they'll provide you pajamas like that you can wear around and in the hotel along Love with like that. A kimono. And the Hoshinoya in Tokyo, the pajamas were that kind of material.
It's like a gauzy, crinkly, cottony delight.
Yeah, it's like a cotton gauze, and it was like pants. It's both, it really hit the mark of like light but heavy and cozy, comfortable. I've looked high and low, and I should just actually call Hoshinoya, and I meant to just ask someone like, where do you get these pajamas? Because what's crazy to me is when you look for sleepwear in this specific fabric, the only thing that comes up are baby clothes. Where are the adult clothes and sleepwear and loungewear in this fabric?
Because baby mode has yet to hit the zeitgeist.
Yeah.
But just you wait.
Mm-hmm. Baby mode is next frontier. And this fabric is a huge part of it.
Huge, massive.
Okay, I'm really considering.
This was the best investment that I have made as of late.
Okay.
No stop.
I love that.
Yeah. So bed stuff, guys.
Bed stuff is crucial. A mini haul. King size pillows, again, that's cozy mode.
Okay, but have you found a great king size pillow?
I'm a pretty big fan of the Casper king size pillows.
Oh.
I'm like into the Casper pillows. I have two of their just original ones and then two king size ones.
I'm still, when it comes to like sleeping classic pillows, I have yet to find my sweet spot.
I like them because they are poofy but not stiff. They don't lose their like poofiness over time. Like a down pillow will just go like flat and limp after a while, and that's not the energy I'm looking for.
No,
especially in the bedroom.
Especially also, I feel like I throw my neck out while I'm sleeping lately. Like, this is a new thing.
Oh yeah.
And I blame hustle culture.
Mm-hmm. I've been there. My approaches to getting a sweat-free night's sleep without having to sacrifice anything that I have currently going on also include keeping the room really cold, but then keeping my body warm, like with a pajama and then a wool sock on, because I was like, maybe my feet are getting cold and it's causing like temperature dysregulation. And a lot of times I'll notice that like my room will be cold, but then under my cave of covers, I'm just only wearing like underwear and a t-shirt, bare legs and bare feet. And maybe there's like, that's causing a heat wave. So I'm trying to figure it out. And
like
also
a weather pattern.
Yeah. Like I'm creating like micro weather in my own bed. And so that's something I've been trying. And so far, both nights that I've slept like that have been really good. No sweat to report.
Oh, great.
And then I'm also drinking way more water, because I read recently that if you're dehydrated or you're not drinking enough water, your body will compensate by sweating at night, which seems weird, but I mean,
open to all avenues at this point.
Yeah.
What about blankets? Throws?
Need. I have two blankets on my bed.
Okay,
as well.
What kind? Do you have like a brand affinity?
I have one that I think is from Citizenry.
Okay.
And they had that kind of like gauzy blanket material that was like called their Topanga woven blanket in like a cool stripe. And it just feels very like kind of like beachy, but also it's cozy, and that really soothed me.
Okay, I gotta check that out. I have the same blanket from Target, Missoni collab, 12 years old, that I still go to. It's held up great. Can't say the same for my Barefoot Dreams blanket, which I'm sorry to all the cozies out there, but I think Barefoot Dreams is crap.
I don't like that name. It doesn't evoke like...
It's very like Malibu. I have a robe from them. I give them as gifts. Don't like to pay full price. You can always at like Nordstrom Rack, they always have Barefoot Dreams blankets for like $50, whereas normally they're like $180. But my Barefoot Dreams blanket did not stand the test of time, and I followed all of the instructions in terms of how to wash it and dry it properly, and I'm upset.
Wow.
I give it a D.
Barefoot Dreams truther.
Yeah. I'm here to say it.
I have
no
like,
one's saying it.
No one's saying the truth of the matter, which is that Barefoot Dreams is actually more of a barefoot nightmare.
That's right.
I also have like a, I have like a Bed Bath & Beyond blanket that I got ages ago that was originally just like between a flat sheet and the comforter, but I've since eliminated the flat sheet to see if that would help with like sweating.
I don't flat sheet either anymore.
Yeah, Japan changed that because they don't do flat sheets there. And I was like, well, I'm not going to do a flat sheet anymore. And we'll see if this sweat problem goes away. And it hasn't, but I'm working on it actively. But I really wanted like for like millions of dollars, you can get like a cashmere fleecy kind of blanket with like a satin ridge on it. But I didn't want to spend that kind of money. And I knew that Bed Bath & Beyond would really give me that exact look and feel that I was craving.
And at 20% off with the coupon.
Yeah, for like a fraction of the cost. So I got that and it's been really cozy and served me well. But I also like to keep it as just like a basic top cover on the whole bed because Tony likes to be on the bed and sleep on it. And I really... like a white pristine duvet cover, and with a dog they make it really hard.
They sure do.
So you have to have a layer in between, yeah, that they can stand on and like sleep on, but they won't like scuff it up or muck it up. So that one is really, I've probably had it for like 10 years now, maybe more actually, and it's great. It was maybe $99, but at 20% off, like $70.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm all for the Bed Bath & Beyond model, even though I think they're fully in bankruptcy right now. I might be wrong.
Yeah,
they're on their way.
Haven't they been like, I feel like they've been bankrupt for years now.
But those, that coupon grift, just making everybody hold drawer space for your massive coupons, and it's rude.
That go out all the time.
And hilarious. And then the expiration dates are actually don't mean anything on them. They're just there.
How could a store like Bed Bath & Beyond flop so hard is my question.
If Blockbuster can flop, anything could flop.
Because like I would kill to go to a Bed Bath & Beyond right now.
I mean, the serotonin levels that rise in a Bed Bath & Beyond, it's so fun.
Some people like... Target is that for them, but Bed Bath & Beyond, like I remember the first time I ever saw Bed Bath & Beyond. It opened in Oklahoma City on the corner of May and 63rd, and driving by that and being like, Bed Bath and Beyond, like what could possibly lie beyond these doors? And then it was the spot for
everything
you could possibly need.
It's so special in there. I really hope they make it.
Yeah, me too.
They need a rich benefactor to come through.
They need to like invest more time in the Beyond aspect.
I think they're up there with the Beyond.
There's a lot of Beyond, but I think they could even take it further.
Like what?
I don't know. They could get into like crystals. I know they do have like Himalayan salt lamps. They could get into like LED, like they should have wellness as their Beyond.
They should do infrared.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I have a lot of
with
thoughts.
Those coupons.
Yeah. Would be great.
Great. While we're still in the cozy home base, the cozy HQ being the bed, my absolute favorite brand in this category is this independently owned, female-owned company called Sleep Crown. And basically, it's this insanely soft over the head pillow. And it's like this cranial sacral hug blocks out the light. So it goes over your head, leaving your nose and mouth open. It muffles sound just the teeniest bit. And it just gives this like gentle pressure over the head, which just relaxes the entire body. It just makes you feel, talk about baby mode. You're tucked in and protected. That's how you feel with this thing. It is unreal.
What? So you wear it over, you put it just over your head and it just is like a soothing over the head weight. It
relaxes your body almost instantly.
Whoa.
And it just, you just kind of cocoon in. And I personally have the regular sized one, and then they have a full body pillow that is incredible. I'm in a throuple relationship with my fiance and this body pillow. Like, it is
a
full situation.
Curled around the body pillow? Yeah. Mm.
It's wonderful. And this is a brand that I've actually been working with for a long time. I've consulted with them. I've just done various projects with them. And I actually have a pillow, an Elizabeth pillow coming out with them. No joke.
Oh my God, I want one.
It's in the travel size and it's very cool and I'm really excited about it. But I think probably because I'm so enthusiastic about this product and this brand and the obsession continues that Julie was like, okay, we'll just put your name on a pillow because you're just like going so hard for this product.
You love it so much. You're
passionate. I love
passionate.
It so much. And it just manifested itself. Talk about a soft life approach to business, because it was the type of thing that just happened so naturally through like an ongoing relationship. And I'm obsessed with this product. It's just the best thing ever.
Wait, I really want to try one of these. I'm so intrigued. Does the travel one, can you like attach it to your head?
You mean like while you're sleeping?
Yeah, like if you're sleeping upright.
Like while you're traveling? You can. Personally, for me, the travel one, I don't love taking it out of its carrier on the plane just because I don't like it being exposed to the world like that.
Oh, it's like if you view it more as like I'm traveling and when I get to my destination, I'm going to need my sleep crown.
Yes. Yeah, so it packs, it's smaller, so it packs really well, but also for this carrying case, I did like an envelope style. So I will put it in my bag as a carry-on and I'll kind of take it out because it's stuffed in. It's almost like a firmer pillow. Mm. And I'll use that not so much as a pillow per se, but almost as like a headrest or an armrest in the chair. It just like props me up in terms of whatever I need. It's just like a support piece, because it just becomes really dense when you stuff it in the pouch, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So I don't take it out, but I do use it when I'm flying, but just in a different way.
Okay. My friend Ryan, who flew to Japan with me, his mom got him like an actual travel pillow head gear thing, but on the back of it was a pillow, like so you could lean back, but on the front of it was like an eye mask and it was all super soft.
Does it kind of look like a space helmet?
No, it was not a helmet. It was like you have like the eye covering and then that has like an elastic thing. And then in the back is the head pillow. So it's a 2-in-1.
Did he love it?
Loved
it. Okay, because I would get so into that.
And I tried it and I was like, wait, this is the future. Like, it's like I try and travel with like a neck pillow just so I can like stay upright or do the thing, like have it be an armrest or like a side thing. But I was like, having something hug your face and then also provide cushion for your head, that was the key
to
being on a plane.
Absolutely.
And
I need a link to this.
Something that's just dedicated for like this lives and touches and breathes airplane is better than having to get your sleep pillow and expose it to that
nastiness.
Not
with that at all.
Mm-mm. I I
need my sleep crown to stay in the case until I've reached the destination.
Fair. How big is the travel sleep crown? Like, could you get a travel one and be happy with it?
Yeah, I use a travel one just in my life, and I tell people because every pillow is handmade. I think it's like a luxury product, and handmade luxury, independently owned. We don't come by that often anymore.
What's in it? Beans?
No, like- it's like this fluff that I've never seen before in my life in any other product.
Wow.
I'm really gassing up right now.
Obviously. You are gassing it up. Well, that's good.
But it's good stuff, and I'm not one to gas anything up that I don't think is truly delightful.
Because, like, remember those little bean-filled eye pillows? Were yes. those, like, all the rage growing up?
Mm-hmm.
Every girl, like, you literally were not acknowledged as a human being in, like, grade school, middle school, if you didn't have a silk lavender pillow with beans in
That's
it.
That's right.
And I just got one because I was like, we all have these bean pillows. Like, I need one. But really, what did they provide? You have to stay so, but like, I could see like a big bean pillow or some sort of big pillow over your,
yeah, no,
most
I think
of your head.
I'm now, because of this, I always sort of need that pressure on the top of my head. Like, I'll take a throw pillow on the couch and if I'm relaxing, I will just like do this with it. And wow. It just takes me to a zone. It takes me to baby mode right away.
That is baby mode, except it's like also really not, because babies aren't even allowed to have pillows in the crib. I like also something that's like encouraging you to kind of smother yourself.
Yeah. Just pull it down and just end it all.
If you are having a really bad day, you could go baby mode or you could end it.
I'll tell you what. I accidentally took a little too much tincture the other day to the point where I was unwell, and I just went, grabbed that sleep crown, put it right over my head, and I was like, we're taking some time.
Okay. I love that.
Yeah.
I can't wait to try this. I feel like it's going to be a whole new world.
I can't wait for you to try it.
Yeah. Head pressure that I didn't realize.
Cranial sacral pressure is where it's at.
Maybe that will be the key. That and a lighter blanket / duvet cover will be the key to ending night sweats once and for all.
You must.
I think I've been in this night sweat saga for most of my 30s. And I am thinking that it probably is. I've just had too heavy of duvet covers
turns
this
out,
entire time.
You're like a little dehydrated and have too many blankets.
I'm only averaging like 40 ounces of water a day and piling on blankets at night. And that's shocker, really bad for night sweats.
Can I provide another rec that is essential to a cozy lifestyle that took me a while to come to?
Yeah.
Okay, so for a really long time, I was a hanky-panky person for the underwear.
Oh, yeah.
Those are hustle culture. Sorry.
They are. It's too expensive. Victoria's Secret made great hanky-panky knockoffs for a while, but also that elastic
doesn't hold up.
Irritating.
Yeah. It's just not comfortable. If we're really being honest with ourselves as a community, hanky pankies aren't comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
So there's this brand Negative Underwear that I got sponconned on Instagram for ages. And mm-hmm. I finally gave in, did an order. I really like their bras. They're great. I'm very small chested, so they offer a wide variety of non-wire bras, which I think we need more of in this world. So yeah. Thank you for that. But the best thing that they have on that website that I've discovered is their cotton French cut brief.
Oh.
The most comfortable thing. Wow. Changed my life.
And is that like a day-to-day, like you wear it under pants,
yeah.
All sorts of pants?
Yeah, all sorts of pants. Any
I'm
pants.
A true thong girly through and through.
I always used to be, but I was like, I'm just open to switching it up. I'm saying no,
yeah,
to my old life.
But in bed and sleeping, I'm like a high waisted brief kind of gal.
Okay.
High waisted and like high cut on the legs.
Is there a brand that you like?
I got turned on to like Irie or Aerie.
Okay. Owned by
forever a Bowie American Eagle. Eagle.
Yep.
And then I just got into this one. I don't even know if they make the high waisted underwear that I will sleep in at night anymore, but I just got into their price point and the fact that it's like you can buy in bulk, and I get a lot of thongs from there and like their high waisted stuff.
I'm definitely open to looking into this category further because they are not inexpensive. I think it's for three of them, they're $58.
Yeah, and these are, I've definitely perused the Negative Underwear site before and I love some of their offerings, but I can't, I'm not in a place, like when I go hard on underwear, I need to be able to buy like 10 pairs yeah. for $30.
Yeah, again, I was of the mind of like a price per wear
mm-hmm.
ideology. So I bit the bullet. I have three bras from them and
oh, I like that.
Six pairs of underwear. And like half of that order was a repurchase after I was indoctrinated into the glory of the brand.
Okay.
And
I'm seeing some thongs that I would
they just
love to invest in.
Very soft materials is what they're working with.
Okay.
And I'll go ahead and say it. I know so many people are on the Skims train. Those fabrics do not hold up. They don't.
No, I have one or I have two Skims bras that I got in the beginning, but they're not really bras as much as they're just like a nude kind of skin tight tank top that you can wear under like a white t-shirt or something. Cause I also am small chested, so I don't need a lot of support or need anything to get reeled in.
That's right.
But they are loose now. Like she doesn't even make them anymore, which is a shame because they're really comfortable. And then I got whatever the follow-up one was to those. And it was one of the most uncomfortable bras I've ever worn because it cut into the top of your shoulders and it hurt. It was painful. And then I got off the Skims train altogether.
Kim is anti-soft life.
Yeah, she's almost worse because it's soft life. It's masquerading, it's coziness masquerading as soft life that's really just scam life.
In like it's a hustle to scam.
And
you know, the fabric pills.
And the fabric is like sometimes she releases Skims collections that I'm like, this fabric is like cheap looking. Like it looks cheap, but you're trying to be like a mid-range, high-range price point brand. And why are you doing so many drops? Why not just like do a few really good like core colorways and cuts?
It's the psychology to the consumer of like that need and that limited time. There's a name for it that I learned in a marketing
scarcity.
Class.
Scarcity.
It's that too. Scarcity complex 100.
But I'm like, even the things that I've wanted to buy on skims.com, like I'll go there and it's like sold out. So I'm like, okay, well, I guess I won't buy it then. I'm certainly not going to buy like your polyester pajamas that you're saying are like satin that say Skims on them.
Yeah, no.
Like those are really happening. Ugly.
Yeah.
She's not.
I really want to do a Kardashian brand haul.
I know. That would be a really good haul. We clearly have a lot to say.
I have so much to say. Mm-hmm. And but I think we should wait until Kardashians is back.
Yeah.
On the airwaves for that.
Tony's peak bored. Softness. All he does is cuddle. He lays. He
baby mode.
Loves to be in the bed. And he likes free activities like walks and going to the dog park.
Honestly.
He's my soft king. And I keep him stand. Soft with good washes and good Burt's Bees shampoos. And I blow dry him.
So cute.
Yeah.
Soft boy king.
I'll say one more, I think, soft thing that I discovered this winter.
Okay.
Which was this brand of cashmere by this woman, Lisa Yang, who used to work at Acne Studios and then started her own brand. And I kept seeing it on like Net-a-Porter or just like around on websites, and the sweaters are expensive, but I really liked the cut of certain sweaters, and then I went on a mission to like find them for cheaper and found them on like an Italian clothing website that weirdly has like current designs for like insanely cheap prices, and I don't know how they do it, but they do it and the clothes are real. And then I found some of her sweaters on sale and I was like, this is like a lifetime cashmere sweater vibe. It's gonna age well. They don't hold in scents, so like you can't, you could smoke a cigarette, they won't smell like cigarettes. Like
important.
Yeah, you can sweat, they won't smell like BO. It was a good investment.
Is that the brand you're wearing right now?
This is what I'm wearing right now. It's she kind fab. Of has one that looks like the Kate cardigan.
Yeah.
This is called like the Danny cardigan, I think. I went Joker mode, which was decidedly not Soft Life vibes. I went Joker spend and got this full price, but I found two other ones that were like V-neck pullovers that on this Italian website, and I'm telling you,
I'm gonna need the link to that.
Yeah, but she really makes good sweaters, and there's a lot of sales going on in like different colorways. Like Essence carries her, and yeah, I'm Yang Gang up in here, and when I say that, I'm talking about Lisa Yang.
That's amazing. Anytime you can throw in a Yang Gang reference, yeah. I'm cackling. Mm-hmm. So thank you for that.
But I think cashmere, and again to your point of like investing in cost per wear, that is gonna be something that serves you more long term. That's like a hefty price up front, but then you're gonna have it for a long time.
All about that. I think that's the name of the game.
Yeah,
I like to have less things, higher quality,
that I repeat
all the time.
Yeah.
Like I've been wearing the same thing since high school, and it's always a pair of pants and a white t-shirt as a base and then something on top of that. Mm-hmm. And that's just sort of how it goes. It's never really strayed away from that. So the only thing that's happened is I go through like feng shui attacks where I get rid of all this stuff and I'm like, that's literally the same thing that I'm still wearing. But that's another episode. Okay, I have one more that I find to be crucial in living a cozy life and like being baby mode is soft lighting.
How could we have gone this far into the soft life conversation without mentioning
lighting?
The most important thing, which is lighting, yes.
I mentioned on this show before that it dawned on me end of last year that overhead lighting is not doing my soul any favors.
I can't believe it took you that long. That's a really long time.
It's an embarrassing thing, but I'm here now.
And that shocks me about you specifically, because I just feel like you're in touch with that kind of thing. But
I like to think I am, but
we all have blind spots.
Blindest spot imaginable, and it had to do with lighting. Go figure. So one of my dear friends, Megan Wallace James, is a like feng shui, like spatial. She wouldn't call herself feng shui. She doesn't do it, but it's like spatial relationship and kind of using your space as an active vision board to manifest, which I'm all about. Mm-hmm. And so I went to her. I was like, what is your light bulb recommendation? Two niche needs to know. So here is what she recommended. It is a TCB LED Next Generation Classic. It goes from white to warm and it's on a dim. And it's just the go-to soft lighting.
Wow.
Bulb rec.
Okay.
And I'll take that bulb rec.
TCP?
TCP LED Next Generation Classic.
I love that rack.
It's crucial. And so in my lighting journey, I discovered this website called ColorCord that my friend Sarah, who is the softest lighting in her place. Like, it is the dream. It's perfect for somebody who isn't going to do a light install, but rather do a cord and a light bulb and like a light fixture attachment.
Mm-hmm.
So I installed a hook, then I customized a covered cord. They have all these colors of like fabric cord cover, and you can get it by the foot and then tell them where you want the switch to be and like really get specific with it. And then you attach the bulb. I got a lantern. I went to Little Tokyo, your downtown LA. I picked out a lantern for like $12.
Amazing.
Did the cutest little soft lighting vibe in my little nook in my house. Changed the game. It was, the investment was tiny for, in comparison to the reward, high reward.
Yeah. You basically did like a Noguchi kind of
fully
dupe.
Major.
For a non-Noguchi price.
Exactly. And Color Cord has such great, fun lighting things, especially if you're like on the DIY tip or on a budget tip. It's just really good. Like, I didn't know that you could get sconces that just plugged into the wall. That was like a whole new category for me.
I've been a huge lamplight only girly for pretty much ever since I lived on my own, or even I would actually say I've always been like a lamp girly. And when I lived on my own, and now being years and years into living on my own, lamps are something like I'm always trying to keep an eye on. And like, I have to constantly tell myself, like, you cannot buy a lamp. But my urge to buy lamps,
your
is
urge to
huge.
Lamp.
Yeah, my urge to like change up lighting at any given time is massive.
It took me so long to get here, but now that I'm here, I feel like I'm home.
Welcome.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's so many good lamps out there.
So many.
Off the top of my head, I'm like thinking of the Athena Calderon first Crate and Barrel collaboration. She had some mind-blowing lamps in the mix.
Wow. Cozy.
The Noguchi. Yeah, I could go on and on.
that's a whole other haul. Yeah.
But yeah, please turn off those overhead
They're
lights.
Off and they shan't be coming back on.
All you need in a room are three lamps, and you could get a lamp anywhere and then just get a bulb and make your life so much better.
Complete change.
Yeah. Well, I think that was a pretty comprehensive
cozy
soft
list.
Life, cozy list mashup.
Oh, wait. I didn't even bring up the image that really inspired this entire haul.
Oh my God, yeah.
You need to give it like 2 seconds. So Brad Pitt is in this movie with George Clooney right now called Wolves. And we've seen some images of him on set. And his cozy soft boy life is so to another level. He's like full vanilla girl. He's doing like a fleece bucket hat with it's looking like God's true cashmere style sweater with like a full fleece Sherpa pant, all in like his own vanilla tones. And say what you want about Brad Pitt, but he is style iconing so hard for this particular category of haul.
Mm-hmm.
I'm amazed. I'm inspired.
He is the soft blueprint. But think about just how you can be cozy without having to work too hard at it or spend too much money. Is it possible? Let us know.
Please. We need to know. Thank you guys so much for listening. Stay cozy.
Bye.
Too Niche is created and hosted by Laura Marie Shainhalls and me, Elizabeth Cott.
Today's episode was edited by AJ Mosley. If you love today's episode, please give us a 5-star A+ rating in Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast audio. And be sure to subscribe so that you never miss an episode. And be sure to smash the follow on Instagram and TikTok at this_is_too_niche.
One of my favorite big ticket investment items is from Higher Dose. From infrared sauna blankets to PEMF mats, their science-backed tech helps you sweat and recharge and glow like never before. I am such a fan. I truly lie on my PEMF mat every night. I also love my sauna blanket. They are just incredible items. And because you're a Too Niche listener, you get 15% off your order with code NICHE15 at checkout. So head over to higherdose.com, use code NICHE15, and elevate your wellness routine today.